Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live on the eve of the election or before the election. It is November 4th, 2024. Hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. So happy to be here with you all after the amazing night of prayer that we had last week. It is just taken off. All glory be to God, the night of prayer. More and more people are watching it. And so we're just very grateful for that. And for all of you who participated, it was a powerful night. And hello to everyone that's coming in right now. I see people from Beverly Hills, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Austin, Texas, Maryland. Oh, Kansas. Hello to our friends in Kansas. Scotland. Hello to our friends across the pond in Scotland, Virginia, Washington State, Oregon, another Texas. And here's Sadie. God bless Texas, Arkansas, Indiana. You're just pouring in right now. Ohio, Michigan. We got an announcement about Michigan towards the end of the broadcast. So stay tuned. So hello to everybody else coming in. Welcome. We have a lot of very important things to talk about tonight. So we need to buckle up here because there are some very interesting things you're going to want to hear. Let's put it that way. Also, at the end of the broadcast, for the last 15 minutes, Andrew Sorcini will be on from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. But until then, we're going to be talking about and getting into some deep things here. So I'm going to open up in prayer. I'm making one quick announcement at the beginning. The others are going to be at the end, and then we're going to get into tonight and what we have to talk about. Definitely having to do with the election, definitely having to do with attacks, definitely having to do with things of this nature. So let's give this over to the Lord. And we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord, due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Lord. Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we all fall short of your glory, Father, and we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins, and he willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. That blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It redeemed us, Lord. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation at Calvary. And we praise you that Jesus Christ rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, we come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving. Father, thanking you for who you are, Father God. We invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that your power and your glory would mightily move and go forth, Father God, that people would tangibly feel your presence, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor, Lord. Go before me tonight, Father God. Lead us tonight, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name. Fill my mouth with your words, Lord. Fill me and those watching, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. Lord, we just ask you, send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this broadcast, to surround inside and out, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father God, to fill this place, Lord, to fill this home, Lord, Father, that they would keep us, protect us, Lord, as we go forth, Father God. Lord, you are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay, or the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every attack, Father God, Every assignment of harm, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ right now. We command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Lord. We are merely vessels that you fill, Father God. We thank you, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, Lord. We give you all the glory. Let your name be glorified above all. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay. Welcome to everybody jumping on during prayer. We have a lot to get into tonight. So, a quick announcement at the beginning. Tomorrow night, starting at 9 p.m. here on Ark of Grace, we will be doing live election coverage. So please join us 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our live election coverage begins. We are going to have some special guests potentially joining us for some live reaction as the election goes on. And Father, just help us tomorrow, Lord. We just pray, Father God, for your will, Father God, for your mercy and for your grace over America, Lord, in such a time, Father God. We thank you, Lord, Father, that every plot will be exposed that the enemy attempts to try to steal, kill, or destroy tomorrow and going forward in Jesus' name. So live election coverage starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Ark of Grace tomorrow night, Tuesday night. So please join us for that. It's going to be an amazing time. And I just wanted to announce that quick. Now, we have quite a bit to get into here, so let me begin. First of all, last week, I had a dream about President Trump. Now, I've only dreamt about him two other times, I believe. One was the dream with the two plates of food. The other one was him on the golf course. This was a dream of a different nature. So basically, he was in a room. And I was standing there and watching him. And he had a suit on and he looked unwell. So unwell that he had to lay down right there on the floor. He literally, I don't know if there was like a bed on the floor, but he looked so unwell. He had to lay down right there on the floor. And it looked like he shut his eyes. And I think he had his hand over one of his hands over his chest. And he looked a bit frazzled. Now, this was the dream. Now, when the Lord shows me these things, I perceive it to be the Lord. It's always to tell you so you can intervene and pray. So you can intercede, you can rebuke attacks, you can petition the throne of God, and that plan could be thwarted. So the reason I'm telling you this is simply so you can intervene and pray. Because if I had this dream, there's something up, and I'm just telling you this so you can do that. Now, I want to take you for a minute before we get into Tucker Carlson, and we are going to get into Tucker Carlson. So please stay on for this. This is so important. But Numbers 32:23 says, "But if you do not do so, then take note. You have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." Now, why am I reading this scripture? Having to do with the election. Numbers 32:23 is a reversal scripture. What do I mean by that? 23 is the reverse of 32. So it's a reversal scripture. Now, 3 plus 2 is 5 and 2 plus 3 is 5. So you have double fives here. And we are in the year 5785 on the Jewish calendar. It's flanked by fives. It's flanked by a five in the front. And it's flanked by a five in the back. Now, thinking about this for a moment with the year 5785, it's double grace, right? Because five on the Jewish calendar, well, not the Jewish calendar, but five on the Hebrew alphabet is hey. You have a hey in the front and a hey in the back, which is grace. So it's flanked by grace, double grace. 3 plus 2 is 5. 2 plus 3 is also 5. 32 plus 23 equals 45 as well. Think about this for a minute. 32 plus 23 equals 45. The 45th president of the United States was President Trump. What was hidden with President Trump was paraded out in the open, right? When they tried to all the lawfare and everything got paraded out in the open. And as well now, the wicked. Their sins against the Lord, the nation, and this man and his family are finding them out. Numbers 32:23 has to do with the election. Like I said, 3 + 2 = 5, 2 + 3 = 5, and then 32 + 23 = 45. So this scripture directly has to do with the election and the time we're in. This goes back to 2016 to 2024, which is the past 8 years, which is interesting because this all started back in 2016 when it got ramped up. And it's been for the past 8 years. Now, 8 has to do with new beginnings too. So scripturally speaking, 8 is the number of new beginnings. And so it's interesting that this was pointed out to me this morning with this scripture of Numbers 32:23. So just hold on to that scripture while this election is going on. And then I had a friend text me, right? A pastor friend of mine. And he started giving me scriptures within different books of the Bible having to do with 11:5, because the election is November 5th. So I went and dug a little deeper about this, right? And we're going to get into the other things in a minute, but I want to be able to tell you this. So I went into the different books of the Word of God, and I started looking at chapter 11, verse 5. And I'm going to read some of them to you, which you're going to find very interesting. 1 Kings 11:5 says, "For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites." So considering what we've just been through over the past 4 years, considering that that golden Ishtar, Ashtoreth-looking statue was raised atop the New York City courthouse, given these things, I find it interesting that that is 1 Kings 11:5. 1 Chronicles 11:5 says, "But the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You shall not come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion," that is the city of David. Job 11:5 says, "But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against you." Psalms 11:5 says, "The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates." Proverbs 11:5 says, "The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness." Isaiah 11:5 says, "Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins and faithfulness the belt of his waist," which is interesting because I believe it was in the last word from the Lord talked about girding up the loins, which is preparing for battle. And the most fascinating one that I wanted to share with you tonight is Romans 11:5. So now this is interesting because now we're getting into the New Testament. So all the other ones were Old Testament. This is New Testament. Romans 11:5 says, "Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace." That's Romans 11:5, and the election is being held November 5th. 5785, flanked by fives. The year of double grace, double king priest anointing, an election of grace. So isn't it interesting? We entered the year 5785, and the election is 11:5, and Romans 11:5 says, "Even so then at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace." God's grace and mercy is what we need extended to America. If they will do, meaning the people of America, And Donald Trump and his family will do what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. If that is done, that mercy and grace will be extended to us. Because Romans 11:5 says, even so then at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So this is the election of Romans 11:5. This is the election of Numbers 32:23. This is what this is. And we have to keep that in mind going forward, because this has to be an election of grace, because the sins of America have been so great. This has to be an election of God's grace, giving a window of time to America in order that the Lord may come in and do something incredible here. So I just want you to keep that in mind as well. Now, on to Tucker Carlson. So we're going to show you some things in a minute or so here. I saw a year and a half ago, I had a dream. And many of you remember me talking about this dream. And the first time I uttered anything was 5 days before he was fired from Fox News. And then after that, I went into the details of the dream. I saw the demon that attacked Tucker Carlson. I saw, and Lord, as we speak about this, I'm just going to pray. I pray in Jesus' name right now, Father God, for a hedge of protection around us, Lord. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, any unclean, foul spirit trying to steal, kill, destroy, and attack right now, in Jesus' name, we apply the blood of Jesus. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ and command them dismantled, destroyed, disabled. Those plots thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed. Bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. I saw the demon that attacked Tucker Carlson. And I saw it in a dream a year and a half ago, right before it happened to him. And so let's show the news articles first, and then we're going to show the clips. Tucker Carlson claims he was mauled by a demon while asleep, leaving claw marks on his body. Tucker Carlson reveals gory details of how he was clawed and bloody during terrifying attack by a demon. Tucker Carlson claims he still has scars after he was physically mauled by a demon in his bed. Now, this stuff is real. And the spirit realm is very real. And the demonic realm is real, and the kingdom of God and his holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, and Almighty God and Jesus Christ are very real. So I'm going to play a couple of clips for you right now to show you when I talked about this dream, and then I'm going to go into more detail about this. So let's play those clips now.
I had a direct experience with it.
In the milieu of journalism or just?
Nope, in my bed. At night, and I got attacked while I was asleep with my wife and four dogs in the bed and mauled. Physically mauled.
In a spiritual attack by a demon?
Yeah, by a demon. Or by something unseen that left...
Is that right?
Claw marks on my sides, on my...
So it left physical marks?
Oh, they're still there. Yeah, yeah. A year and a half ago.
A few weeks ago, the Lord gave me a very vivid dream. And it was about Tucker Carlson. And I would just encourage everybody to pray for that man right now, because there has been an assignment from the pit of hell that has gone out against him involving a seducing spirit. That's all I'm going to say. But pray for him right now that this gets dismantled and destroyed and exposed before it accomplishes the fullness of what it really wants to do to him. Okay, that was the first. And we have another one, correct? I sat on it for a while, but it was March 22nd, 2023, when I had this dream about Tucker Carlson. This was not long before what happened with him with Fox News happened. And there was a building with a large gathering of people in it. The lights were darkened. Thousands of people were there in seats, and there was a stage. And so there was, it looked to be prayer. There was prayer basically that was going on in an area of the stage, and the audience was kind of darkened. Tucker Carlson enters, white shirt, darker blazer. What did he wear in that interview with Putin? We should put it back up. White shirt, darker blazer. What did he wear in this dream? Same thing. That's what he wore when he walked in. What you see him wearing now is what he wore. White shirt, darker blazer, except he had jeans on in the dream. So he had the white shirt and the dark blazer you see there, except he had jeans on. He looked upset. He went to approach a small group of individuals that were more towards the corner and shadowed, so I could not see who they were. Tucker then turns his back to me and stretches like this. He stretches like this, which lifts up his shirt and jacket. He had a very large mermaid tattooed and wrapped around the entire trunk of his body. At that point, I'm taken backstage where there are quite a bit of people and the lights were much brighter. Then entering backstage to my right, Greta Van Susteren enters. I still don't know why, but I think she's on Newsmax. So she has something to do with Newsmax. So she enters. She quietly slipped in and just observed and just stood there. After seeing that, I woke up. Okay, so we have to talk about this now because we're just hearing about this now because Tucker Carlson has finally come out and admitted this attack happened. So a year and a half ago, before he was attacked, I had this dream. And the first clip was of me telling Steve Strang about this dream 5 days before Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News. 5 days before he gets fired, I have this dream. I don't release the details of it, but I say enough to warn people of an attack on Tucker Carlson. Now, in that dream, and the second clip is of me in February of 2024 detailing this dream for you and this attack on Tucker Carlson. So let me explain in more detail what I saw, because I saw what attacked him. I saw in detail what attacked him. And so in this dream, when he walks in and he's in his white shirt and his blazer and he stretches up his arms, right? And I believe that happens purposely in the dream because his shirt lifts up. So I can see wrapped around the entire trunk of his body, going up his body, was a demon. And it was either half fish, half person, or half serpent, half person. But the bottom of it was didn't have legs. It was just like a whole, just one piece. And it was filled with scales. And it was green. So I'm going to ask you too, as I'm telling you this, to share this. Because this is important. Because only the Lord could have shown me this before this even happened. And when he walked into this arena or this small theater in this dream, it was dark. There was a spotlight shining, right? I remember Marty Grisham was on stage praying, but Tucker walks in and it's dark. And he walks into a backstage area still with this, I know I'm following him with this wrapped around the trunk of his body. And in that backstage area is where Greta Van Susteren walks in. But back to what was wrapped around his body. So it was all green. It had scales. It looked like a human partially on top. And then it was one piece like the body of a serpent or the body of a fish wrapped around his body. It had scales. And then it had long hair. It had bony arms with claws, large claws coming out of its fingertips. And it literally wrapped itself around the whole trunk of his body up. And that is where he's got the claw marks on his side. Where I saw that wrapped around his side is where he admits he still has the scars from that. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Demonic attacks like that, when they happen physically like that, there is a door that has been opened, and the spiritual coverage from the covering of Christ Jesus sometimes is not there. So there's a door that's open that they can get through in your life, but the protection is not all there. Now, the Lord did protect Tucker because it could have taken him out, and the Lord didn't allow that. But a door was open and it was able to physically assault him. And I remember in the dream, the look on his face with this wrapped around his body. And he looked very tense. He looked upset. He looked concerned. He was looking around a lot in the dream. Now, I had this dream in March of 2023. I sat on it for almost a month and prayed. And then 5 days before he's fired from Fox News, guess what happens? I, under the leading of the Lord with Steve Strang right there, I talk about this dream. And then what happens is Steve goes, we need to pray right now. And we stopped and we prayed. This is now just coming out. So I saw this a year and a half ago. Tucker Carlson is now just admitting that this happened. But the way this specific entity looked that attacked him looks to me to be in the category of seducing spirits. Now, it was seducing spirits that had gone after others in scripture. Samson is one of them. Seducing spirits had gone after others, and what do? They try to attack men, especially. Not that they don't attack women, but their goal is to try to attack men and take them down. Okay, so that's the goal of a seducing spirit. Don't mind me here. This is my tallit. Okay. So that's the goal. And to me, it looked to be in the category of seducing spirit, pythos, constricting, destroying. It looked to be in that category. And they are ruthless. They are seductive. They are alluring. And they are devious in their attacks. And so Tucker Carlson, at the time that I had this dream, was beginning to speak out about a lot and step into a territory that potentially he not yet had a covering for. If you remember on Fox News around that time, he started to speak out about certain things that were very deep, that were dark, exposing the deeper underbelly of what's going on in this nation, what's going on in the world, and he began to speak out about these things. And when he started to do that, he stepped into a territory and an area and potentially came out from under a covering just enough for that unclean, seducing spirit to see an opportunity to try to attack him and take him out, because he was speaking truth and he was making them nervous, because he was going into areas that were deep and that were exposing their plots. Now, if you're going to do that, you have to be under a covering of Jesus Christ. You have to be under an anointing and a covering from God that protects you when you're going into that area. And you have to recognize whether you have that or not, because they will try to do things like this. See, I have learned to have a knee-jerk reaction, that if I sense it, if I see it, and yes, I do, sometimes I catch it trying to get into our home, right? I'll catch it out of the corner of my eye. I've seen monitors before go across my kitchen during the night, size of a sparrow. I've watched them go across, and I have a knee-jerk reaction. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you now through the power and authority I have been given through Christ Jesus, and I command in the name of Jesus Christ, your plots, schemes, contracts, and assignments are dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless and bound and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas God has designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Oh, that's even more interesting. Someone just put something up about a number there, which is interesting. Actually, hold on. I'm going to say something a little different here. I'll go back to Tucker in a minute. 32 and 23 is 55, double fives, year 57, 85, double grace. So that, yes, President Trump is number 45 going into a double five, year 57, 85. So I just wanted to correct that and go back up and tell you that for a second as we go forward here. So back to this Tucker dream now. When somebody gets attacked like this that may have not understood how real the demonic was before, and this happens, it rocks their whole world. It turns their whole world upside down about what's real and what's not real. The demonic will exploit any door you give them. This is why you constantly need to be in communion with the Lord, seeking him, praying, speaking the word, using the sword of the Spirit, because that demon that attacked him, the only thing that demon, the only name that demon would tremble and flee to is the name of Jesus Christ. And as I'm saying this, the cockatiels are starting to sing and respond I don't know if you could hear it or not, but they're responding next door to me in the other room. They tremble and flee at the name of Jesus Christ. That is the only name. When an attack like that happens, that is going to dismantle that attack and send that demon screaming back to the pits and dry places it came from. It is not going to respect or submit to anything else, nor legally does it have to. There are rules of engagement in the realm of the spirit. Legally, they don't have to submit to stop it. They're not going to respond to you swearing at them. They are not going to relent on the attack by you saying stop. The only way that relents is rebuking it in the name of Jesus Christ and using the authority of the believer with such an attack. Because this stuff is real, and he finally came out with it. And I saw that. I saw in detail what that demonic entity looked like that attacked him on his side. And it had very long talons coming out of its fingernails, wrapped around his body, because that demon was sent on assignment to kill him. And Almighty God stepped in and stopped it short of its mark, but allowed Tucker to see how real these attacks are, and that when you begin to trifle around in enemy territory, and you begin to expose the interests of the enemy, you have to do it under the covering of Jesus Christ. You have to do it under the covering of Almighty God. You have to do it by being in the Word every day and using the sword of the Spirit and swinging it so it makes it very difficult for them to get near you to attack. And so the Lord will expose what the enemy's going to do before he does it. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit has to say, the Lord will expose it. But that attack, I believe, drove Tucker deeper into the things of God, pleading with the Lord and seeking the Lord on these matters. However, do I believe this unclean spirit is done with him? No, I don't. And that's why I am encouraging you to pray for Tucker Carlson tonight. I am encouraging you to intercede for the safety of him and his family. I am encouraging you to intercede that he uses the word of God, that he speaks the word of God, that he continually calls on the name of Jesus Christ, because I truly believe this entity is going to try to take another shot at him. But with him speaking the word and you interceding, it's going to be stopped and it's going to be thwarted. All glory be to God. But I believe that was round one, because he's going into areas of the enemy's interests, that him exposing it affects the enemy's, Satan's, bottom dollar. It affects his territories. It affects his interests. And once somebody starts doing that, the enemy then says, they're touching physically what I own, right? Because he's deceived into thinking, they're touching physically what I own, so therefore I can physically now touch them. And this is why it's so important to pray for this man right now. Because he's touching things and he's going into areas that the enemy believes he owns, and therefore you are trifling with the enemy's property. And this is why we see these things happen. But the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross at Calvary, and the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names, is what make these foul, unclean, seducing spirits tremble and flee, and dismantles them, weakens them, and destroys the attack. So please remember this going into the election. There's a reason Tucker is saying this right before the election. I don't even think he understands it, why he's saying it now, but there's a reason for this. This needs to be exposed, because the Lord said in that last word, the seducing spirits have been sent out in an army. In fact, I'm going to pull this up real quick before we bring Andrew on, because I think it's worth. It was from the night of prayer. And this is what the first, now, keep in mind, when I gave this word, I did not know Tucker was going to release this. So the night of prayer, this is what it says. The seducing spirit, says the Lord, has gone forth to use such to allure whom. Oh, wait, I have to go back. Hold on. We're going to start at the top. And says the Lord of hosts, the persecuting spirit has gone forth in this hour with an army. The seducing spirits in this hour have gone forth with an army to mobilize and surround those I have called in order to suddenly take them down near the beginning of November into what you call December, says the Lord. The seducing spirit, says the Lord, has gone forth to use such to allure whom I have anointed in this hour into a trap, says the Lord. And then he tells the Trumps it's crucial they guard their heart right now in the middle of this. The Lord starts off that way. In the word I delivered last Tuesday during the night of prayer, at the end of the night, I delivered this word from the Lord. And the first thing the Lord talks about right out of the gate, persecuting spirit has gone forth and the seducing spirits in this hour have gone forth with an army to mobilize and surround those I have called. So when the Lord says that, and then Tucker's coming out with this is why I'm telling you to pray and intercede right now for Tucker Carlson and his family. Because that seducing spirit that I saw, and the details of it, the scales on it, the talons on its hands, the body was completely green, the long hair, and its face was totally contorted. And it was wrapped around the trunk of Tucker Carlson's body. And that was a year and a half ago, before that even happened to him, and before he chose now to come clean about this. So please pray. Please pray as we go forth. And we're going to be doing our live election coverage tomorrow night starting at 9 p.m. here on Ark of Grace Ministry. So please remember that. And as people are jumping on, let's bring in Andrew. Andrew's been listening to this, and I want to see what Andrew thinks about this. Hi, Andrew.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
Okay. How are you?
Good, good. It's, you know, when I saw the Tucker Carlson headline, I was really busy over the weekend, and didn't really put much thought into it, but I love logging in here and listening to the 10 or 15 minutes before. And wow, I never considered that it might have been something, you know, spiritual, or that it's something that's already written.
And I saw it, Andrew, in detail.
Wow.
March of 2023, when I had the dream, and it was wrapped around the trunk of his body, right where he says he got clawed.
Wow.
And I thought, wow. Isn't that you? So this is why I decided to go into this tonight and just talk about this, because, you know, this is deep stuff sometimes that's harder for people to understand. But as the body of Christ, we need to understand it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, Andrew, let's do. So now that we've gotten Andrew's take on that, because I saw him listening in the background, what do you have to tell us right now? We are on the eve before the election, Andrew. This is huge.
Yeah.
So what? So tell us, what are you hearing? What are you seeing?
It's very, very tense out there. Even today, when I went to the polls here in Beverly Hills, I watched one guy, maybe 22, 23 years old, take his ballot. He went to the box to drop it in. It was already sealed. And I just watched him. He's just standing there. And like, it took him like 5 minutes to put it in. And I'm like, wow, that to me in a nutshell says, you know, how important this election is, and what it means to all of us. Like, I imagine what he might have been thinking. Is he reviewing everything in there, his choices? Like, this is the most important election we've ever seen. And last year, I mean, 4 years ago was the most important election we've ever seen. And four years before that, same. So it's for me, I'm all about insurance and helping provide a way to help people feel secure in a time when it feels not secure. And right now it's I mean, even when Donald Trump does get in, he's going to have a lot of work ahead of him, and we're not going to make it easy for him.
This is not the time when, Donald Trump wins tomorrow. It's not the time for Christians to sit on their laurels and think, oh, we're good. It's not the time for people in the nation to sit on their laurels and say, oh, we're good. Oh, no, people, this is an uphill battle we are fighting right now. Not that there can't be victory, but it's an uphill battle. After the election, even, and we have to like get ourselves in the right mindset for this right now, on the eve before it, that we have a side that's going to go berserk. And we have a kingdom of darkness that has been fighting tooth and nail to try to stop what is supposed to happen in this nation. So let me ask you, Andrew, what are the markets doing right before the election?
It's right now it's been very volatile. So silver is about $2 below where it was, say, 10 to 14 days ago.
Okay.
And gold is about $50 off of its high, which it really is nothing. It's just I don't expect to see them really take off until like right after the election, which, you know, here we are. But I did read this interesting report earlier today, and it really talked about precious metals. It talked about how people are accumulating gold and silver, and that really it only makes up for about 0.5%. Gold and silver only make up about 0.5% mm-hmm. of Americans' portfolio. But in other places like China and India, it's more like 20-50%. And I think that'll change after the election.
Andrew, I think I upset somebody. I got kicked off our internet connection, and we have high-speed internet. I think I just upset somebody out there by talking about what I talk about. Well, too bad. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. We are going forward. So now I have here, just to show people, the Cyrus coin, Andrew. Mm-hmm. So we have the Cyrus coin, and the front of it is Cyrus, our German shepherd, who the Lord sent to the sanctuary with the name Cyrus right before the indictment started. So because God has an interesting way of telling you things. So it says Cyrus, faithful shepherd. And then on the back, it's the ark with the dove with the olive branch coming back to the ark. And it says, in God we trust, saving grace, because God is not only our saving grace in this. This is a year of 5785, which is double grace, right? This is a double grace election. This is a Romans 11:5 election. And so it says that, and this is very prophetic what's on this coin, because Trump has been compared to a Cyrus, and Cyrus is a German shepherd, our Cyrus, right? And Trump as well, right, is German. He's got German in him. And then the back of it is truly, really, really a statement that God is our saving grace. In him we trust, and he is our saving grace in this time.
It's a great item to have. It's prophetic. It supports the cause. And I'll tell you that right before this interview, I was reviewing some of the transfers of the product that we move into people's IRAs. When we help people protect their retirement accounts, we actually have them hold physical gold and silver. And the Cyrus coin is IRA acceptable. And I'm transferring in like 500 and something to one client, 1,000 to another client, you know, maybe 50 or 100 coins to another client. But it's just people that didn't even find us through Ark of Grace are investing in that coin. And they ask what it is, and we tell them.
Praise the Lord.
And you've probably gained followers or people that do that are now starting to be woke by listening to what you have to say. So it's a wonderful thing. I would have never thought that making coins could do that.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. You see, it's interesting. You know, sometimes the Lord, you know, uses what we never thought he would use to make a statement. And he has done this, I think, with this. So let me tell everyone who's in the chat. Oh, Harriet's mom's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday to your mom, Harriet. We like to do that every now and then. If you have a question for Andrew, get it ready in the chat, because I'll put a couple of them up. So let's see here. Oh, 6 o'clock prayer too. So this is another thing, Andrew, since you and I are encroaching 6 o'clock, it's been going around for everyone in the nation to pray at 6 o'clock tonight. And so basically that's 3 minutes away. So me and Andrew may just stop and pray for a moment for the nation together. We can do that in a few minutes. I'll be watching the clock. And exactly at 6 o'clock, we'll stop and pray. Everyone's writing in the chat, we want to pray at 6 o'clock. We want to pray at 6 o'clock. So we're going to do that here in a moment. Yeah, everyone's getting excited about it, Andrew. Everyone's going, let's do that. Let's pray at 6 o'clock. You up for it, Andrew?
I'm here.
Okay, so let's talk for another couple minutes. And exactly 6 o'clock, everyone, we are going to stop and pray. So what else have you seen, Andrew? Just when it comes to the nation and when it comes to the markets, when it comes to, you know, our people, sometimes the stock market will show nerves, you know, people are nervous and you start seeing lots of money swing either way.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I do have this report right in front of me that's more of like a recap of 2024 with a lot of 2023 in it.
Yeah.
And it starts off by saying that a lot of the institutional investors and the super high net worth investors, like billionaires, are pouring into precious metals. In fact, it's backed up by some data. Yeah, yep. It's amazing. So 21% of the ultra high net worth individuals globally increased their gold holdings in the past 2 years. It says sovereign funds and central banks view gold as a strategic asset. And then toward the end of the report, they ask the question, can this continue? Will this continue? And it absolutely will. It's I know it's almost 6 o'clock, so I don't want to go past that, but we're right there. We're simmering. Silver could go to $40, $50 an ounce.
Okay, Andrew, I have an idea. It just hit six. How about I pray? And then if you want, you can say a prayer.
I will let you take the lead on
it. Let me take the lead. Will you agree? Will you say before we pray, I agree? We're going to agree together, Andrew, when I pray.
When you do, yes, absolutely. Yes,
Andrew agrees. Okay, Andrew's coming into agreement. Okay, so let's stop and pray, everyone, at 6 o'clock. We're going to stop and pray for the election. Then me and Andrew will continue to talk here. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before you this day, Lord. Father, on the eve of one of the most historical elections we've ever had in this nation, Father, as your people, Lord. You say, if two or more are gathered in your midst, if two or more are gathered together, there you are in the midst, Father God. And Lord, if one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight, how much could tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions of people to do come together in your name, Father? How much we could accomplish, Lord. And we are coming together in agreement in your name for this nation, Father. And we ask for mercy upon this nation, Father. The sins of America have been grave, but we ask for your mercy. There has been a remnant that has been growing, that has been bringing an outcry to your throne for you to intervene in the matters with this nation, Father God. Lord, we pray for the Trump family headed into tomorrow, Lord. Father, we ask for favor upon them, protection upon them, that they feel your presence and that you will publicly get glory, Father God, for a win, that you will publicly get glory, Father God, that it will be you that is pointed at first, Father God. We pray, Lord. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, Lord, for your intervention in Jesus' name right now, and judgment be issued against, by you, Lord, against any foul plot, scheme, contract, assignment of the enemy, Father God, to dismantle the election, to steal, to kill, to destroy, Father God, to try to manipulate, Father God, Lord, anything to do with algorithms, Father God, to try to take what does not belong to them. Let those algorithms, Father God, malfunction, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as we come before you with praise and thanksgiving, you hear our cry, you hear our petition, Father God. Lord, that your hand of mercy is upon America and that you are opening up a door of grace to us, a time of double grace in America, Father God, that it may turn back to you, have an Ezra moment, and re-solidify the covenant, Father God, that was made from New York between George Washington, Father God, and you in this land, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We praise you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right, Andrew, now we can continue. This was a big thing going around that 6 o'clock, everyone stopped to pray for the election. So everyone started putting in the chat, it's six, we have to stop and pray. So I appreciate you doing that with me, Andrew.
Oh, no problem. And nobody can do it the way that you do.
Well, praise Almighty God for that. I mean, like, we're just vessels. The Lord just dumps it. My Italianness works well for something, Andrew. Praise God. That fiery Italianness, Lord, just harnesses in a certain direction, and praise the Lord for that. So going into this tomorrow, Andrew, do you think you're going to see a lot of movement during the election? What do you think you're going to see?
I think I will. I've seen a lot even today.
Okay.
Even the past, when I look through some of the invoices coming in, I'm seeing a lot of large ones. And yeah. I've seen a lot of first-time people. So I know that because of the way that we had it, have it set up in our system. So people that have listened to us for years are finally now making a move. But it's I think what we really need is a push in the spot price of gold and silver. And when that happens, really, it's going to open the floodgates, not just for people that listen to this show, but people that just pay attention to what's going on in the world. It's going to be very, very interesting. And just one thing that you don't hear them talk about a lot on the media is that, look, even when Trump gets in, a lot of the time you look ahead and you go, okay, we have 8 years to steer the ship in the right direction, but we don't have 8 years. We've only got four.
Right, Andrew. That's an excellent point. There's 4 years here, everyone, to turn this around. And there has been such a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Made in this nation by the Biden-Harris administration, that it's going to take Almighty God and his wisdom and his strategies, with the leader being willing to submit to that, to actually put it out, because it has grown to a point. You know, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I call her Kool-Aid Kamala because she's drinking something and she wants you to drink it too. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. People, just don't drink it right now. Don't fall for it. Anybody that's willing to just offer you anything on a silver platter and throw tens of thousands of dollars at you to buy a home, right, really isn't going to keep many promises. I can tell you that. If they don't have a track record that they've done it already and they've kept that promise, you can't believe it.
Absolutely. And it's It's like you see some of the famous people or sports figures now that have come out in support of her. And I'm not sure that I could look at many of them the same way that I did before this. And I know that the same thing could be said about when Obama was running, but it just feels a lot worse this time.
Well, it does. And you've got, you know, these people coming out, right, Andrew? These celebrities, right? Because Andrew's brought this up. So let's talk about it, right? You have celebrities coming out, right? Like Jennifer Lopez, that woman needs prayer, right? Her marriage is in shambles. She was at Diddy's party. Should she really be speaking out on national matters right now? Or should she be cleaning up her own backyard that she made a mess of because she didn't want to listen years ago? And now this is the harvest from that. I am seeing this over and over again, Andrew, with these celebrities. And I'm like, you can't even manage your own calendar. And you want me to take advice from you about managing a nation?
Exactly. And there's just a whole slew of other ones. And since you've pointed it out, some of the other ones actually aren't doing that well in their life at the exact moment either. But we're going to know tomorrow, a little bit more than 24 hours, we'll know. Regardless, I'm still going to be out there helping people diversify their portfolios with gold and silver. The way we spend money now is going to change. We're not going to be using dollars and cents anymore. It's all going to be done electronically. Like it or not, this is the future. It won't happen overnight. It's going to take the better part of a decade for it to completely switch over, but it will. And the only way that you can have what's always been the world's currency is to invest in physical gold and silver while you can. And that's a freedom that we don't want to give up.
Yes. Well, it is a freedom we don't want to give up. And we want to, you know, liberty is freedom with responsibility. It's our responsibility to vote.
Yeah.
Faith is an action. Love is an action. Faith without works is dead. So if you have faith and you love the Lord and you love this nation, you will go vote. Otherwise, you have no right to complain about what is happening in this nation if you squander that privilege. So that's what I've been saying, Andrew.
Exactly. Here in Los Angeles, it's such a mess over here. You know, we have a lot of homeless people that are out on the street that aren't getting the help that they need. And they're being allowed to just have these encampments everywhere. They have in the neighborhood that I live in, homes get broken into every single night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they do. And
pray for Andrew, everyone, for protection of his house and his family, please.
Please. It's like it's happening everywhere. They actually got us last year in last summer.
And, oh, my gosh, Andrew.
And the neighbors around us and everybody. It's such a big problem. And it's like you were talking about if you don't go out and vote, that you don't have the right to complain about the things that are happening. And a lot of this can be fixed within the court system here locally, but it's not. So that's we went out and voted today, and hopefully everything works out all right. But it's California and New York are not where you're at, but Manhattan are two places that really need a lot of help right now.
They need a ton of help. They're being so poorly mismanaged. They have opened up portals and just allow every foul stench of uncleanness into those areas. And this is why it has become so dark and oppressive there, and just a breeding ground for all sorts of, addiction, mental illness, drug use, and the like. So I understand what you're going through, Andrew. Yep. I do, because we're the two bookends here of the nation. So, but here's the information on the screen for Andrew. Please give him a call. He loves to hear from those at Ark of Grace. He truly does. And they're very good. If you're a first timer, they're very good at explaining everything. And they take the time with you. He purposely will appoint somebody to you or send you to someone on his team that works very well with that. So please just give him a call. We have the phone number. We have the email. We also have the bh-pm.com or arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Andrew is right there and you can click on it.
Absolutely. And just a couple of things. If you do send an email, please put your name and your phone number in there. And also if you, the 310 number, if you send a text to that, with your name and phone number, it's actually really great because sometimes, even since I've been on the show, I receive a text from someone that will say like, hey, I'm looking at the Cyrus coin and I would like to go get a few of them. So then they send me a text and I've got two people here that are dedicated that handle the Cyrus coin sales. And I would just copy and paste that and send it right over to them. They'll call you within 24 hours.
Well, thank you for that, Andrew. And thank you for coming on the eve of the election.
Oh, yes. It's a privilege to be able to do so. And I'm glad to be here. So next time I see you, we're going to know how it all turned out.
We will, Andrew. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yep. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, and that was Andrew Sorcini. People are talking about Governor Hochul in the chat. Governor Hochul, let me tell you, she really needs to be schooled because she is coming down on Republicans. She is just calling us un-American, that we're against women. Oh yeah, Governor Hochul, I'm against myself if we vote conservative and Republican. Governor Hochul needs that podium kicked out from under her skinny little legs, and she needs some humble pie here because she did not learn from the fall of Mario Cuomo one bit. How about this, Governor Hochul? Go clean up the DEC right now because you got a mess on your hands after that overreach of power that they just did in New York State. Now, some people are asking to pray for Tucker Carlson. We could end by praying for Tucker Carlson if you like, and we have a couple of announcements. So, a lot of people in the chat right now, too, asking to pray for Tucker Carlson. So let's pray for Tucker Carlson right now. And what he has just finally, and I'm telling you, when that happens to somebody, it takes them a year and a half to come to terms with what's happened to them. So this is why we're only just hearing about this now. So let's pray, and then I'll just do the couple of announcements at the end. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we bring Tucker Carlson and his family before you. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, in your courts, that a restraining order be issued. Father, we apply the blood of Jesus as our defense. We are sinners in need of a Savior, Father God. And Lord, we just ask in Jesus' name for a ruling in your court as the righteous judge, for a restraining order against any seducing spirit and unclean spirit right now that is attempting to attack Tucker Carlson, his children, his home, his family, Lord, that it be restrained by injunction that comes from you, Father God, in Jesus' name and from your throne. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround his home, to surround his wife, to surround his children, to surround him, Father God, and to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection to be his front and rear guard, Father God, that every work of darkness and iniquity that tries to come near them is struck down, dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, and rendered powerless, Father God, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, we just, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, speak forth protection over them right now, Father God. Guard their heart. Guard their mind, Father. Lord, expose. Give them eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has to say to them. Give them a hunger for your word to go deeper in the word of God, to speak it, to use the sword that you have given us, the sword of the Spirit, Father God, that the fear of the Lord fills them, which is the beginning of wisdom, and that your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord fills them, Father God, as they go forth. Give him discernment. Sharpen his discernment of where you want him to go and what you want him to say and what you want him to sit and pray on, Father God. We ask for that right now in this time, in this hour. We thank you for your protection, Father God, and we thank you that every work of darkness and iniquity against them, Father God, will be ordered, struck down from your throne, from your court, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. Now, once again, tomorrow night, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, election night live coverage here on Ark of Grace. We're going to have some special guests, hopefully, coming on with us. So please join us for that. I'm going to be giving reactions also basically, results come forth. We're going to go over some words from the Lord potentially as well. Also, Michigan. Friday, November 8th and Sunday, November 10th, I will be speaking at this ministry in Michigan, in Adrian, Michigan. So it's Jesus is Lord Ministries, God's Power Unlimited World Outreach Center. And so I will be there speaking there Friday, November 8th at 7 p.m., Sunday, November 10th at 10 a.m. So I hope to see you there. They do have a phone number you can call about this. So you can call or you can go to their website. Also, we have the cruise in February. So we're going to see if we can get another guest as well to join us on this cruise. But if you would like to join us, and I mean, I have been talking to Timothy Dixon. We'll see if we can get that to happen. But here's the cruise. It is a week. You can book online. You can book by phone. It is in February. We are going somewhere warm for those of you who are in a cold climate. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/events, so you can book online or call the phone number on the screen. So basically, I'm going to be speaking on that cruise. So instead of me going to a church to speak, there's going to be a conference actually on the cruise, and I'm going to be prayerfully speaking there. And I think that is it for all of our announcements. So thank you, everybody, for hanging in there with us. I know this was some deep stuff tonight. If anything else comes out about this Tucker Carlson, what happened, we will definitely talk about it. We are putting out a short about this as well. So please share it because this needs to get out. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. There are other Psalms here, 123, 34, 35, and 51. All amazing Psalms to speak. The word is living and active. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You have to speak it. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. It's in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I speak those scriptures every single day. And the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way as a guide and an order to prayer. And it's so important that we adopt that into our prayer life. So go take a look at it. Adopt it into your prayer life, please. We always like to encourage you with the word. God is our shield, our glory, and the lifter of our head. Thank you for joining us tonight. We will see you tomorrow night starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for live election night coverage. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.